Hello and welcome back to The Furnace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Saint Mother Teresa of Calcutta gives us a simple message that relates to today's responsorial psalm, where she says to us, "Yesterday is gone. Tomorrow has not yet come. We have only today. Let us begin." We have only today. Now, if there's anything to share with you about prayer, this is one of the most important principles of a healthy prayer life, that it is in the present moment that we encounter God, not yesterday nor tomorrow, but today. As today's responsorial psalm reads, "Oh, that today you would listen to his voice, harden not your hearts." And that is the Christian meaning of that famous Carpe Diem, seize the day. So I ask you, what's your prayer life like today? Not yesterday or last week, but today. After all, we do pray in the Lord's Prayer, "Give us this day our daily bread." So let us seek the Lord today and not postpone our spiritual life, and follow the words of Saint Padre Pio, who says to us, "Who can assure us that we will be alive tomorrow? Let us listen to the voice of our conscience, to the voice of the royal prophet. Today, if you hear God's voice, harden not your heart. Let us not put off from one moment to another what we should do, because the next moment is not yet ours." Let us pray. We implore your majesty most humbly, O Lord, that as the feast of our salvation draws ever closer, so we may press forward all the more eagerly towards the worthy celebration of the Paschal mystery. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.